I am so excited to share with you how to effectively utilize a training template in this section of our course. Now, we will use this exact same structure for annual meetings, quarterly gatherings, monthly intensives, as well as your weekly meetings. This structure makes your leadership planning a breeze. Now, before we jump into the specifics, however, I want to provide you with the highest level of understanding about this training plan and let you know that there is a method to my madness. Now, what I'm getting ready to tell you is literally of the utmost importance for leading the 12, the 3, and the 1 on our volunteer training framework. I want you to begin to conduct your volunteer leadership team as if they were the exact full-time staff that you dream to have someday. Now, you might be the only staff member in your area at this time. However, I want you to begin to operate as if these people were your full-time paid staff right now. Stay with me. You need to establish structures and rhythms and personal habits as if you were currently leading a large paid staff. I want you to conduct your weekly meetings, your monthly intensives as if, and these quarterly gatherings as if they were the faithful few were your actual full-time staff. Do you want paid staff in 5 years? Well, get busy today setting up a leadership structure in such a way that if God supplied that staffing opportunity, you would know what to do with it if it came your way. So many leaders, they want paid staff. They want paid staff to help carry the load. Interestingly enough, the majority of leaders that I meet would not know the first thing to do if they were granted the paid staff they desire. Leading paid staff is a learned skill. The process of creating airtight meetings and professional agendas for your team is as much, if not more, about your development as a leader than really anything else. Leading people and effectively leveraging the time of another to further the ministry is truly an art form. It takes time to develop the skill of management. Now, do you already have a paid staff under your authority? Follow my lead and get better. If you do not have a paid staff, begin to use these trainings, the trainings of these volunteers, as the training ground for your very leadership development. Our training template is broken down into 4 very simple areas: pray, personal, prepare, and plan. Now let's touch on each briefly. Pray. In our meetings, we're going to spend a little bit of time praying about our lives, the current roadblocks in your ministry, and God's hand of blessing on your work. Those who pray together, they stay together. Personal. This is a critical time to have little pockets of lighthearted interaction and fun with each meeting. We have provided you with hundreds of get-to-know-you exercises and easy-to-plug-in things for this area. It's time to find out about people's history, their life right now, their dreams, and more. Now, I have often swapped out this term personal with, I've placed in the term play. There are those who play together, they tend to stay together. Prepare. We need to develop our leaders effectively and train them. This is the section of our meeting where we would plug in the pre-prepared items from our one-year training template. This portion of our meeting is dedicated toward items that are important but not urgent. Here is where we get better and we take a small bite out of our one-year training plan, and bit by bit, we prepare for the future. Now think of prepare as laying the train tracks for 3 to 4 miles ahead of where you are right now. Plan. There are always practical items that need to be covered in ministry. If the prepare section of our meeting is for those items that are important but not urgent, the plan section would be items that are both important and urgent. I can easily swap out the word plan for practical, as these items are often the right now, the here and now items to ensure that we don't have a train wreck coming up this next week. Listen, if prepare is laying a train track 3 to 4 miles ahead, plan is clearing the debris and roadblocks that would prevent us from having a victory in the next 7 to 30 days. Now, please understand that this framework of pray, personal, prepare, and plan It'll be applied to every live training that you will have in your ministry. You will now have like an easy time of organizing your annual meeting. You'll have an easy time with those quarterly gatherings, the meetings with your 12, the monthly intensive, the 3, your weekly meetings, and everything. In our next video, I will show you exactly how to plug in existing content into this template. Now be prepared for your leadership life to get a lot easier. Bottom line, this template meeting structure will allow, it allows like a sense of balance within your meetings. You need to have all 4 aspects, and this template assures that you can quickly plug in items that are already at your fingertips.